Well, hello and welcome back to Searching Inward, a podcast brought to you by Restore Small Groups here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Seth, joined by Anna. Anna, say hi.
Hi, friends.
And all of you. And man, we're so excited to be with you today. Today, we are excited because we are jumping into our second style episode in our new season of podcasting. Anna, you want to tell the listeners what we're up to today?
Oh, friends, y'all are in for a treat. So we have talked extensively about the Restore experience and what it's like to be in a Restore small group. And today you get the privilege of hearing from one of our very favorite participants, Mr. Jim Clements, is here to talk a little bit about his experience in a Restore small group and what it's been to him, what it's meant to him. So Jim, welcome. Why don't you start us off by telling us a little bit about who you are, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So I am a 63-year-old man, and I live in Franklin, Tennessee, and I've lived there for about 25 years now. And I raised two daughters there. I've got a daughter, Kelsey, who's 28 and lives here in Nashville, and I have a daughter, Katie, 31, that lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan with her husband and my almost two-year-old grandson, Liam. And I grew up in Michigan. I'm a MSU Spartan, go green, and I have lived all over the country. I lived in Chicago, I lived in Portland, I lived in Atlanta, and then in Nashville. So is there anything else? Oh, I'm a volunteer here at Restore on something called the Hope Team, and I think that about covers it.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing all that. Yeah, Jim's on the Hope Team, and that just means he's one of our more committed people here at what we do at Restore. He's pretty awesome. But Jim, will you tell us just a little bit of like what drew you initially to joining a Restore small group?
I think it was maybe a year and a half or so ago. I was downtown, and there was a video presentation of Restore that was quite well done. And I watched it, and I thought, that sounds interesting. I didn't really know what Restore was, but I liked the idea of being in an authentic small group, because I had some small group experiences that were okay, but they were kind of surface level, and it wasn't really a group of people that you were going to walk through life with. So at that time, my understanding that I came to on my own was that Restore Small Group was about creating authentic church small groups. I didn't really know what it was all about. So I thought it sounded interesting. Well, then about a year ago or so, a long-term romantic relationship that I had been in came to an end. And I found myself in a period of really, really great despair and sadness and shame. And this period of time went from days to weeks to months. And I found that I wasn't recovering. I was, every day was acute despair, day after day after day. And finally, I knew that I was at a point where I had to do something. And because my older daughter came to visit with her husband and granddaughter for the 4th of July, we all got together along with my daughter Kelsey and her boyfriend. And normally that would breathe life into me. I mean, I treasure my family, and my favorite time is being with them. But I found myself, kind of flat, unaffected, numb, and just not present. And then finally, my daughter Katie, we were sitting around the pool at Kelsey's house, and Katie pulled me aside, and she said, "I'm worried about you. You know, you're not yourself. You're not present. What is going, she said, "I know you've had this bad breakup, but, that was 2 months ago. What's going on, Daddy? At that point, I just started sobbing, just sobbing and just saying, I feel so ashamed. I feel so broken, that I'm 62 years old and another failed relationship. And I just feel like I'm going to be alone the rest of my life, that I'm broken. And time is up, I'm just going to have to run out the clock on this life." But it was interesting because in that moment, it was the first moment that I had of feeling any relief after months from this just horrible grief. And so that Sunday I'm sitting in church and there's just one little notice up on the screen that says restore small groups. And I remembered and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I got to do something. I have to stop isolating. I can't live this way any longer. So I went and signed up. You know, I went to your website and signed up. And so I think it was late July, early August, we started Journey to Freedom. And something interesting happened, though, in between that time that I started that first night that was very revealing, I think, in what is kind of what I call the secret sauce of Restore. And when I went to the website, I downloaded this podcast, Searching Inward. And also at the time, I mean, I was downloading everything I could find, you know, on the internet, every book I could find on grieving, and every podcast. And what I kept finding is that there were a lot of really great podcasts out there about like the neuroscience of grieving, you know, the patterns of grieving, you know, how to break the cycles. And I couldn't take it in at the time. I listened to Searching Inward, and then Anna had shared her life story. And when I heard those stories, it was the first thing that brought me any sort of relief at all, was just to hear that there are fellow travelers out there. I'm not alone. There are other people that are experiencing what I am. At that point, I felt so alone, so isolated, so alienated. I felt like I'm the only person on the planet that's going through this. And so then hearing that, it was like, oh, you know, you hear people that are in the same spot you're in. You hear people that are maybe further down the road, and you hear about people that have gotten to the other side. And so for the first time, I was feeling a little bit of hope. You know, it was like, okay, you know, other people have been where I'm at. They've gotten through it. You know, there must be a way. And so even before I walked in the door that first night, I discovered that first thing and the most powerful thing that happens in Restore Ministries and in Journey to Freedom, and that is that you have to pour out before you can bring anything in. You know, at Restore, we call it kenosis. But you have to get those feelings out, those feelings of unworthiness, those feelings of toxic shame, all of that. And you can only do that in a safe place with other people. And so that's what got me there that first night. And little did I know, I was already starting to experience a little bit of the magic that was about to happen.
Jim, that is so beautiful. I actually did not know that part of your story, that the podcast reached you before the groups did. And
yeah.
I like that makes my heart happy. And thank you for just taking the time to listen in. And to, it's good to get that kind of feedback that what we're putting out there is meaningful and helpful. So my next question for you, so this is the buildup of leading to your first small group. I would love for you to share briefly with the listeners, what was your experience like walking into group the first time on the first night where you're just like entering a room full of strangers? And then can you comparatively contrast that to what your experience was like on the last night of group as you were wrapping up your experience?
Yeah, the experience that I I've talked to, you know, the other people that were in my journey class and they had similar feelings, I think. But you sit down that first night and it's a very diverse group. You know, when you come in, it's all ages, it's all people from different life experiences. You know, I was the oldest in my group, and so I sat down. I was sitting right next to the door. And I was looking around. It's like, what am I doing? I don't have anything in common with these people. But, you know, at least I'm next to the door so I can make a quick escape if I have to. So that's great.
Right.
So so then, you know, the first thing that we do in all of our Journey Series groups is we start with a feelings check-in, the Chip Dodd feelings check-in. And fortunately, it didn't start with me because I was sitting there thinking, well, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let them talk. And I'll see how I feel at the end of this. So Paula and Seth, our facilitators, shared first. And that was really interesting to see, because the thing that I think is unique about what we do here at Restore is our facilitators are also participants. So Paula and Seth are sharing about their current lives and the things that they struggle with. And so that was different. You know, it was like, oh, okay, well, I like that. So then we started going around the room. And fortunately, I think I was second to last. And all of a sudden, all these people that are in my group that are strangers start to really lean into this feelings process. And tears are coming out. First night, tears are coming out. And by the time it got to me, it was like, oh, you know, I'm just put it all out there. And I did. Even though Paula had warned, you know, what was the term that she used? Like vulnerability fatigue or something like that. She said, be careful. You know, you might be embarrassed and might not want to come back. Well, I just shoved all that aside. And I just shared everything. And oh, man, it was like I was talking. It was like I was talking about. It's like you need to empty out. You've got to get these feelings of unworthiness and toxic shame and despair. You've got to put them out there on the table so that they can be healed by the group. And so it felt so good to do that. And that first night, I also realized that, you know, everybody else that shared helped me. You know, just they didn't know they were helping me, but just by hearing their story, just by hearing the fact that, oh, I'm not alone. You know, here's a 28-year-old woman who's having the same issues I'm having. And here's a 45-year-old woman having the same issues that I'm having. And and here's a 32-year-old young man, same things. You know, it was like, oh, God, this feels so good. And I could tell that when I was sharing, it was having the same impact on everybody in the room. So even after that first night, we all walked out, you know, feeling a measure of healing and camaraderie and communion. You know, it was visceral, even in that first night. So the last night that we got together, I mean, we had become a very close group by then. And at the end, it was such a contrast because, you know, in the last part of every Restore small group is you affirm each other. And those affirmations, everybody takes them so seriously and spends a lot of time on them because you realize at the end they are so important that you really need to read into what you see in the other person. And so you realize that at the end that the things that you want to become, others see you becoming them already. And that really gives you a huge leg up on transformation. The other thing is that you realize that you've developed this group of friends that are 2 a.m. friends. You know that you're always going to be able to rely on these people. And like in our small group, we still talk to each other occasionally, get together occasionally, and I know that they're there for me, and they know that I am there for them.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, man. I think that makes a lot of sense. That's really beautiful. So, you know, obviously, like our groups are 8 weeks long, and you know, over 8 weeks, people usually experience varying degrees, but a lot of different kinds of transformation. You know, big shifts in their life from week one to week eight. And so as you were, you know, kind of unpacking your story, can you tell us a little bit more specifically about maybe a couple of the things that you uncovered and like some of the impact that the group had and how it helped you move forward?
Yeah. I think like the first big realization is what I've talked about a little bit is that you need community to heal and that you need that place where you can pour out, you know, kind of your lifetime of regretful choices and losses, that you need those fellow travelers around you to do that. Becoming curious again, because I was so in despair that I was numb. You know, I'm a person that usually likes to read and learn new things, but I just wanted to watch Netflix all day. And so in that process, I became curious again. All of a sudden, in going through day one, day two, day, you know, up to day 33 or wherever it ends, I became curious again about, you know, the patterns that we have, you know, that defile our thoughts and how we can change that. And so I regained that curiosity, which was, you know, felt good. You know, it felt like the first time that I wasn't, you know, in depression.
You've given us so many good points to think on. And by all measures, seems like a glowing recommendation, but we have to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Would you recommend a Restore small group to others, whether they are inside the church or not inside the church?
Yes, definitely. Because this is a process that is, you know, if you're a strong Christian, you'll find healing here. If you're not, you'll find healing here. The thing that I think is so important about what the work that's done here and how it's different than, say, other groups that you might go to. There's a lot of good groups. You know, there's Celebrate Recovery, or you might go through a 12-step group. All great. You know, they're good. But I do think in those groups, because I've been parts of those groups, that people can get stuck in their story. And I think at Restore, because of the process, that the Restore small group is gently pushing you all the time to have a plan, to be intentional, and realize that you have a lifetime of thoughts and patterns that that you can change. But it does take time, and it does take effort, and it takes intention, and it takes a plan. And I think that is the thing that is so different about Restore that I have never seen in any other, you know, sort of recovery group or self, you know, self-help group. So yes, I'm an enthusiastic supporter of Restore and the Journey series.
Amazing, man. Well, thank you. We're so grateful for you, for your life, for the journey that you've been on with us, and the journey that we've been on with you. And it's been really, really beautiful to witness, and to honestly a privilege to be a part of that first group with you.
Yeah.
Myself. So
yeah, you're one of my fellow travelers. Definitely.
Yeah. We love you, Jim. And man, to finish up our episode here, we're wanting to do a quick lightning round.
Oh, no.
So these questions are not prepared for you, but that's the point. So
no.
Here we go. As quick of answers as you can come up with. Are you ready?
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Definitely.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, I like them both. Yeah, I'm okay with either. Dogs more than cats, but I've had some good cats in my life.
Okay. Sweet or savory?
Oh, that's a good one. Sweet, I guess.
Favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday? Thanksgiving, without a doubt. Yeah. Mm.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
Well, I think I'm at least a 9, but it seems like all the people in my life think I'm about a 4. So,
I mean, if you can keep it between the lines in Nashville, you're definitely a 9.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next one. Invisibility or super strength?
Oh, invisibility or super strength. Well, I think definitely my choice a year ago would have been invisibility. But now I'm probably trending towards super strength.
Nice. Okay. All right, last one, Jim. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No, I love animal crackers, especially the frosted ones.
You heard it here first, friends. Thank you so much, Jim, for just tuning in and taking some time to share your experience of a Restore small group with our listeners. And we just value your presence in our lives. We really value your contribution to our ministry here and are just grateful for you and your life. So thanks for sharing yourself with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoyed it so much. Always enjoy hanging out with you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good one, man.
All righty.
Hey, it's Anna. Thanks so much for tuning into the Searching Inward podcast. If you've enjoyed listening or have benefited in any way from the podcast, we would love for you to come alongside and join us in the mission to bring hope and healing to the world. By considering becoming a monthly giver of even $5, you're making a huge impact on the ways we're able to serve. Please consider giving by going to www.restoresmallgroups.org/donate. Thank you.